penalty. The decision ultimately lies with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. The final decision on whether the trial will get pushed further back is up to Judge Colin Bruce. It's unknown when Bruce will rule. Christensen is charged with kidnapping resulting in death. Zhang disappeared on June 9th, and her body has not been found. Posadum fire officials say a dehumidifier in a basement is to blame for starting a house fire this morning. Fire Chief Robert Russian says the occupant of the house at 203 South Chestnut, which is also Route 45, was awakened by a popping noise. She was able to get out of the smoke-filled house and go to a neighbor's home. Chief Russian says firefighters found the fire coming from the basement when they arrived shortly after 7:15 this morning. He says the fire mainly burned in a corner of the basement where the dehumidifier was located, but the rest of the house received heavy smoke damage. Russian says the woman is lucky the popping woke her up because she did not have any smoke detectors. He says this fire serves as a good reminder to make sure you have a smoke detectors and that they are working. Damage is estimated at $15,000. Fire departments from Tolono, Tuscola, and Savoy were also at the scene offering mutual aid. Westfield police say that a boy who was seriously injured after getting hit by a car on Halloween night is expected to survive. Sergeant Justin Varvel says the 7-year-old boy is still being treated at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Varvel says the 12-year-old girl who was also hit in that same accident has been released from the hospital. He says the accident, which happened on Tuesday night along North State Street at East William Street, remains under investigation. No tickets have been issued yet, but the driver of the car, a 22-year-old woman of rural Westfield, submitted blood and urine samples. University of Illinois police, meanwhile, are looking for whoever shot paintballs at students from a vehicle early yesterday. Police say one student was hit in the head near 4th and Peabody, and two other students were hit in the 1400 block of West Gregory. No one was seriously hurt, and witnesses were not able to give a detailed description of the suspects. If you have information, call police at 333-1216 or Crime Stoppers at 373-TIPS. Well, in other news, by the end of the spring semester, University of Illinois archivist Bill Maher hopes to have organized the massive Roger Ebert archives donated by the Sun-Times. Maher calls it one of the more important projects he's taken on. Tim Dittman got a firsthand look at those archives and has this report.
It's 108 boxes weighing 3,500 pounds, or the equivalent of 78 file drawers. It even requires a special tool to get the boxes on the back of the shelf. So it's no surprise that it will be a labor of love for Maher and others who will dig through around 5,200 folders of movie press kits, glossy photos, film slides, and of course, Roger's reviews.
In terms of the acquisition and what it means in relationship to the rest of the archives, this is one of the bigger, more important ones I've done because Roger was very important to the university and the university was important to him as well. And this represents a good portion of the things he worked with for his time at the Sun-Times.
The end goal is to put part of the archives on display in spots across campus or even at Ebert Fest.
A movie becomes topical when a new version is released or things of that nature. And so we might have occasion to do that sort of thing. The one limitation that we do face with this is that the largest bulk of materials here are items, photographs, and slides that were generated by motion picture studios, and they have fairly tight copyright ownership of these. There are a few workarounds for copyright, notably fair use, which might allow us isolated examples.
I'm Tim Dittman.
Already in the archives is Ebert's first column written for the Daily Illini, a 1961 review of The Parent Trap. We'll have a look at Greg Solier's forecast coming up next.
If you're building or remodeling, before you decide on windows and doors, visit the Pella Window Showroom in Champaign. You can see a wide range of Pella products made of vinyl, fiberglass, or aluminum-clad wood, and visit with a window and door specialist who can help you find the right one to fit your home and budget. Don't settle for less than the value of Pella products and the service at the Pella Window Showroom. That's the Pella Window Showroom, 1001 North Country Fair Drive in Champaign, open 8 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturday.
Greg Solier's forecast for tonight. A few showers early. Chance for some isolated thunderstorms in spots. Low of 45. Then breezy tomorrow. Partly sunny. Headed for a high of 56. Tomorrow night becoming cloudy. Low of 45. Then on Saturday, mostly cloudy skies. A shower or two in spots. Headed for a high of 62. The normal high for this day for this time of year, 58 degrees. Going to be above that with the exception of tomorrow for the next several days. If you're heading over to West Lafayette, cloudy skies. 11 a.m. kickoff. A 40% chance for rain. Somewhat windy conditions. Kickoff temperature of 55 degrees. Then standard time resumes at 2 a.m. on Sunday. Variable cloudiness, windy, warmer, chance of some showers, headed for a high of 71. Right now, 65 degrees at 5:11. I'm Michael Kaiser, DWS News.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Good evening, however you prefer, and welcome into Sports Talk on this Thursday. I'm Scott Beatty, along with sports editor from the News Gazette, editor of IlliniHQ.com, Matt Daniels. We're taking you till 6 o'clock. Hope you are doing well. Have plenty to get to. Illinois basketball, Illinois football, even Illinois men's wheelchair basketball is coming up as well in this program. How you doing, Mr. Daniels?
Doing well, Scott. It's good to be here. Basketball really gets underway tomorrow night with the exhibition down in Charleston.
Yeah, we'll hear a little bit about that in just a few minutes as Coach Brad Underwood and Michael Finke, among others, met with the media this afternoon. Coming up later on in the program, Mike Carman from the Lafayette Journal and Courier will join us. He covers Purdue football. You can join us as well. 351-5667 is our temporary call-in number. We're supposed to revert back to our regular studio numbers here in a few days. We'll let you know. And then if you want to get in touch with us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, you can do so at 351-5357. Last night, of course, Game 7 of the World Series. Congratulations to the Houston Astros.
Pitch on the way. Round ball right side into the shift to his left. Altuve has it in short right. Throws to first. And the Astros are 2017 World Series champions. For the first time ever, the Astros are baseball's best.
Did you watch it last night, Matt?
I was actually here at 15 Main.
When are you not here? That's probably a better question.
That is a good question. It worked out well in the fact that a nine-inning game took 3 hours and 40 minutes and ended right at our deadline so we could get the score in today's paper and a full recap online. And I was really thankful that Corey Seager swung on the first pitch there from...
he probably couldn't have lasted much past
no,
that.
No, it was getting very nitty-gritty there, so I was happy to have that happen. But all indications are, I mean, the World Series was a fantastic seven-game thriller again, but the final game seemed to kind of be a dud compared to what we had watched earlier in the series. And Game 5 is a classic game that went on in Houston. Lots of offense in that one, not a lot of pitching, but kudos to Houston. You know, the Astros organization kind of built it up from the ground, and also kudos to Sports Illustrated for predicting it right back in 2014 by saying the Astros are going to win the World Series in 2017.
Yeah, they're kind of trying to milk that a little
bit.
Oh,
I'd milk it for all I could. That's fantastic.
And they put George Springer on the cover back
World
in 2014.
MVP. So it's brilliant.
Good call. I don't think you could have
a lot of luck.
Said that about the Cubs 3 years prior to 2016.
Probably not, but as Houston and the Cubs have shown, that's kind of the blueprint that a lot of teams are following, and it's worked out well for those two franchises the last 2 years.
Audio courtesy of Houston Astros Radio Network and Robert Ford there on the call. Well, Brad Underwood and company met with the media today as Illinois getting ready, basketball getting ready for their exhibition against Matt Daniels' alma mater tomorrow against EIU. Underwood talking about, of course, he stressed the benefits of playing this game for disaster relief and stressed Orlando Antigua, one of the assistant coaches, having family in Puerto Rico and having spent a lot of time, of course, in Texas. So it's something that's meaningful to him and his players, but he also thought about another benefit for this game.
You know, it was a great opportunity for us. We gain a lot in those secret scrimmages. I'm a huge fan of them. But when this opportunity came about, there was also tremendous excitement on my part to get our guys in uniform, get them in front of a crowd, and I didn't want to do it here. To be honest, I wanted to take care of our fans. I wanted to show our fans, hey, we're going to go to places that this gives us an opportunity. We play in Chicago, so I didn't ever really consider that, and that's not a slight to those fans, but go someplace that we're not normally at.
Be pretty cool if they could do one of each of the directional schools every year.
Yeah, definitely. It should be a great atmosphere tomorrow night at Atlanta Arena. It's a 50-year-old venue there on the campus of Eastern Illinois. You're definitely going to see better facilities in terms of Division I basketball, but it should be a very intimate experience for everyone, just because the place holds just over 5,000, and with the sellout there, and I'd have to harken back to the last time there was a sold-out men's basketball game down in Charleston, just because the program has been so inconsistent in the past 3 decades or so. But it should be a great atmosphere, a great chance just for folks to see what the Illini are all about. And there's been so much buzz and expectations placed on Brad Underwood, so much excitement too around the program that we haven't seen in a few seasons at least. So it'll be a good chance for folks to get out there and actually see a new revamped Illini too, just because there are so many new faces as well.
And Michael Finke, one of the familiar faces, is excited for it also.
I think tomorrow will be good. Sold out crowd, going to Eastern Illinois, something Illinois hasn't done in, I don't know, if ever maybe. So that'll be good for us, and I think it'll be good for our freshmen too to get out there and play in front of fans and just get a game like
7 o'clock tomorrow night. You'll hear it here on DWS, also on our sister station, Light Rock 97.5. Call in number 351-5667. Benny is on the line. Hi, Benny.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Hi, how you doing, Matt?
Doing well, Benny. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Doing good. Look, as you guys know, I have too many college football teams, and I talk about them more than I do the Illini. Not that I want them to win as much as I do my other college football teams, but as a college football fan in general, and I've been going to Memorial Stadium for 51 years, I want to win, but I want to win consistently, you know, every year, like the way Wisconsin has been doing it. You know, that's. I don't accept losing. I have never accepted losing. And when we have won, it's been like every 20 years. And I've never accepted that either. You know, sooner or later, I just want this to change in the worst way. It's great that we're going to have this facility that's going to get built. And I hope that helps us out too. And I sure hope Lovie Smith is still around when this thing goes up. You know,
Benny,
changing the coaches.
Lovie's not going anywhere.
Yeah, Lovie will be here when that facility opens in 2019. That was something that him and Josh Whitman have talked about quite a bit, and will continue to do so as the construction really gets going. And you know, that's something that Lovie's been telling recruits pretty much ever since he arrived here in March 2016, and I think the administration understands that performance center is needed to kind of keep up with the Joneses and the arms race of college athletic facilities, and we'll see what effect it does have on recruiting.
Josh Whitman talked about that performance center earlier this week, and he's spent some time touring other facilities around the country and learned some things he wanted to do and what not to do.
Everybody has lists of things that they would do differently if they have a chance to come through and do something again. And so sometimes maybe they wouldn't emphasize a particular space or area the same way that they would, having hindsight. Things that, in terms of efficiency of space, has been a real focus for us. As we put the layout together, we want to be sure that it follows a logical path, whether it's a path for our players on a day-to-day basis, how they move from the equipment room to the locker room to the training room to the meeting rooms, or whether it's a path that a recruit would take on his visit, how he moves through the front lobby and then on into the rest of the building, and are we presenting information in the right order? Are we presenting it in a compelling way?
I tell you what, USA Today put out their list of coaches' salaries recently. I don't know if it came out today or a few days ago, but they compile everybody mm-hmm. in college football and who's the highest paid. I think Lovey's in the top 30 or 40 in that category.
Yeah, that's a steep increase from a few years ago when Tim Beckman was here. He was down in the, I want to say, 60-70 range when that database came out. So, Illinois has made a huge financial commitment to Lovie Smith and to the program.
But the thing is, about it is his buyout is so big right
now. Oh,
yeah. And it's like, I think, in the neighborhood of $15 or $16 mm-hmm. million. Dollars. So he's here to stay. And I think most people are fine with that and understand that he's trying to build a consistent winning program. It's just a matter of you know, how soon it can get there. But if he doesn't, he's probably not going anywhere anyway because
yeah.
it's going to cost everybody a lot of money.
And the way his contract works out, too, is his salary only increases the longer he stays here. I believe the last two seasons, it's $5 million each. So, he's got a tall task ahead of him, but we'll see if he can do it.
We'll squeeze in one more here. Steve is in Peoria. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Scott, Matt, how you doing tonight?
Good, doing very
Steve,
well.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on. Hey, Matt, I just want to tell you, about a week and a half ago, I finally got my Illini H2 football yearbook.
Okay.
Read for it. Outstanding job by you and your staff again.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
Checks in the mail.
one concern. I was kind of afraid, though. I thought, we've all heard of the Sports Illustrated cover jinx.
Exactly.
I was hoping the Illini H2 yearbook wasn't a cover jinx for my man Kendrick Foster.
No, I totally understand that. We were thinking that was kind of the banter around the office the first few weeks of the season when he kind of slid down the depth chart as well.
Okay, well, I really appreciate it, and keep up the good work. My last question, is there going to be a call-in show tomorrow night after the game?
There will not be. It will start a week from tomorrow after the bona fide season opener, and I assume you'll be a part of it, Steve.
Hey, always. I love it. Thanks,
right.
Guys.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Steve. His guy from Peoria, DeMonte Williams, being a nice surprise, according to Brad Underwood.
And we've got a story coming up in Saturday's News Gazette about his other guy from Peoria, Kendrick Foster, the Illini running back.
Hey, I talked to Kendrick Foster as well. You'll hear from him in the pregame show.
There you
on
go.
On Saturday morning. This is, wow, synergy at its finest. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit about Purdue. Mike Carmen from the Lafayette Journal and Courier after this.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
Abigail here, and Castle Home Comfort wants to remind you that weather patterns are fluid.
Unpredictable.
This year, forecasters don't know what to expect. Why?
El Niño.
El Niño. That kid makes trouble coast to coast.
Kids today.
Want something you can count on? Castle. And our home comfort heroes.
Great guys and gals.
Whether it's one of our deluxe system rejuvenations.
Sure beats a plain tune-up.
Or we're installing a whole new heating and air conditioning system for your home.
Sweet new technology.
Castle's home comfort heroes are the rock-steady team you can rely on year after year. Even when you can't count on the forecast because of you-know-who.
El Niño.
Here to serve season after season. Rely on your team at Castle Home Comfort.
Castle.
Book online at castlehomecomfort.com. And when you think heating and cooling, think
Castle.
Alto Vineyards' annual holiday open house is Friday, November 24th through Sunday the 26th, starting each day at noon. They'll be offering samples of wine, cheeses, and soups, and sales in their retail store. Let's see, you get to sample food, drink wine, and holiday shop. Alto Vineyards is a no-brainer. Also mark your calendar for their murder mystery, November 10th. Registration and details to follow. For more information on all of their upcoming events, visit altovineyards.net and on Facebook. Alto Vineyards, 4210 North Duncan, Champaign.
It can be overwhelming and challenging living with heart failure. Join Carl Monday, November 13th from 5:30 to 8 at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign for a free educational event and dinner to help you take charge of your health. Our team of experts will be on hand to discuss community resources and heart health topics and to answer all your questions. To learn more and reserve your spot, call 217-904-7063 and leave a message on our registration line or visit carl.org/heartfaileureevent.
Put the Dillman Brothers to work for you.
Let's face it, it's your home. You study the magazines and you know what you want. You don't need some remodeler talking to you like you don't know where the attic is. What you want is a remodeler to tell you how they are going to turn your dream into a reality. I'm Karen Dillman with the Dillman Brothers. Our third generation company knows our role in your exterior remodeling project. So at Dillman Brothers, you can be confident that we will work with you to make your dreams happen. It's who we are. It's what we do at Dillman Brothers. Visit us at DillmanBrothers.com.
Hey, Central Illinois, who knows service? Warden Martin Buick GMC, that's who. Our qualified technicians know your car better than anyone. With incredible deals on oil changes, tires, and more, there's no reason why you shouldn't make us your number one service destination. Plus, we offer free shuttle service anywhere in the Savoy, Champaign, and Urbana areas. State-of-the-art facility? Yes. Great service deals? Check. Qualified techs? You bet. Find your reason to service today at Warden Martin Buick GMC. We're with you along the way.
Sports talk here on this Thursday continues with Scott Beatty and Matt Daniels. Matt Daniels, editor of the IlliniHQ.com. Also, hey, speaking of the yearbook, that is out today.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just do one big commercial for you, right?
Sure, why not? 84 pages. Scott Ritchie wrote practically 99.9% of the yearbook, and did our beat writer did a great job with that. And yeah, Brad Underwood's on the cover, so hopefully, like Steve mentioned earlier, we didn't put the jinx on him with like we did for Kendrick Foster with football this year. But yeah, you can find all sorts of tidbits in there. We got player profiles, some great photo work by our dedicated photo staff, and Scott takes a look at Brad Underwood and his background and kind of his how he arrived at Illinois, and got breakdowns on all the Big Ten teams as well. So it's chock full of information, and our hope with this is that by the time you pick it up in early November, that it's useful to you throughout well into March.
Speaking of Brad Underwood, talk more with the media today about what he's learned from those so-called secret scrimmages that they've had already against Indiana State and Vanderbilt.
We're getting better. That's I think that's all I look for. I don't look for a whole lot. I think it's all about teaching moments. It's all about film, so you can bring guys in and start making adjustments. I think for this group, it was a first time against a different jersey. And I think it was important for our freshmen to see what a college atmosphere is like. So they're all teaching moments, and that's something that I and our staff could really work on. And then we get to identify tweaks that we need to make, you know, who does what, how teams react to something we do. So there's so many positives and so many teachable moments that they're really good for us.
Underwood also talked about how the freshmen are progressing.
You know, as expected, I think, about what we would get from freshmen. We'd get some really good moments and some mistakes, and it's an adjustment seeing guys that might be quicker, a little stronger, and now they have to make those adjustments in their own mind. But overall, I've been pretty pleased. We've gotten better defensively, which is my biggest concern. Defensive chemistry is the hardest thing to develop, in my opinion, on the basketball court. You know, and offensively, we've been able to do some positive things, and guys are buying into the tempo a little bit, and that's been fun.
Matt, did you catch today that Illinois teased out a bit of a preview show they're going to have, and they did this segment, A Day in the Life of Brad Underwood.
Yeah, I saw that a little bit. Didn't get to watch all of it at all, but saw that that was out there, and we'll definitely try to check that out later today.
Yet another men's basketball coach that provides a ringing endorsement for Starbucks.
So I did see that. wonder if, as long as he wins, that won't be an issue at all. And I'm sure as he, you know, becomes more familiar to a lot of Illinois fans here, and as he talks more and more, and he's been great about being out in the public and greeting fans and talking in the media, but I'm sure he'll develop some catchphrases too that Illinois fans might get tired of at some point. But hey, Starbucks is that seems to be his ammo in the morning, and can't blame a guy for
well,
a good cup of coffee.
I think certainly the honeymoon is still on with Brad Underwood.
Oh, definitely. Right, I mean, that's why there's so much buzz going into to tomorrow night, and that's why you saw the exhibition game sell out in less than 48 hours, just because there is so much anticipation just based on his track record as a head coach. He's won in all four seasons he's been a head coach, three at Stephen F. Austin and his only season at Oklahoma State. And you know, he sets the bar high. He wants to make the NCAA tournament this year, where there may be some skepticism from outside the program whether that might happen or not. But he's brought a lot of positive energy, I say, to a program that has seen better days. And maybe he's the guy that really turns Illinois basketball back around.
I've been saying this now, and I think it's worth repeating quite a bit. Don't take too much into what happens in the non-conference schedule as a predictor of what will happen into January and February, because the history of Brad Underwood teams is they get better and better. And it's a whole new system with young guys. I think the trajectory is the only direction to go is up with these guys. I don't know what we'll see. I mean, we're all going to see it for the first time tomorrow night if you get to be in the arena. But for the rest of us, you'll get to see it for the first time on November 10th. It might not look very good or coordinated right away. I don't know that, but it just might not. And I think if it was, with all due respect, if it was John Gross, you would be a little more panicked. But I think under this system and this coach, if that's the case, you can breathe a sigh of relief.
Yeah, I think if John Gross were still here, there'd just be all sorts of talk and speculation about how he can't stumble at all this season, where I think this year now, I think Illinois fans might have a little bit more patience, might have you know, a little more leniency if they do stumble at times and in the non-conference season. Now, that being said, I don't think you want to see them start out 0-2 and lose to Southern and Tennessee Martin next weekend at all, because then that'll get a lot of skepticism back out there. But if you take care of who you're supposed to take care of in the non-conference portion and at least be competitive and win a few games that you may not be expected to in the non-conference, that all shapes up well before Big Ten play really gets going.
We shift gears now to football. Illinois football on the road against Purdue on Saturday. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. He covers Purdue for the Journal and Courier out in Lafayette. He's Mike Carman, joins us now on the phone. Mike, good evening. Thanks for joining us.
Good evening to both of you guys. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you. Purdue football under Jeff Brohm, first-year head coach for them. Illini fans are a little bit familiar with him from his days as a quarterbacks coach here at Illinois. Is it a honeymoon still going on there with Jeff Brohm? Because I know things started out pretty well for Purdue, but now they're on a three-game losing streak.
Yeah, I mean, I think things are still pretty positive around here. You know, when you start to compare their 3-5 record this year to their 3-5 record last year, there's just a ton of difference in what we're seeing. Now, yeah, they've lost three in a row, but they've all been by a combined 11 points. When they were losing games last year, they were by 30 points in one game. So there has been improvement, but the roster is what it is, and on offense, they lack playmakers, but they've also cost themselves in the last couple games just with basic fundamental plays, not catching the ball, you know, more than a handful of false start penalties and, you know, other things like that have held them back. But they've hit a lull right now with the three-game losing streak. But you go back to the beginning of the year, they started off pretty well, played Louisville tough, then got a couple wins. You know, they were in the game with Michigan until the fourth quarter, you know, beat Minnesota, having to come back. So, yeah, this is just kind of the part of the season where they've struggled a little bit, and now we're down to the final four games, and we'll see if they can finish on a high note.
What about the quarterback situation? They'd been switching or alternating between David Blau and Elijah Sindelar for most of the season until last week when David Blau was the main quarterback for the entire game. Is it his to have now, or is there any word that they'll go back to alternating?
Well, I think David's going to start this game. Jeff Brohm said that Monday, and I don't think the platooning is over. It's all just going to be based on what happens. I mean, David has gone through a stretch here where he hasn't made very many mistakes. He hasn't had a turnover in a while, and that seems to be the thing that gets him out of the game is when he has one of those bad turnovers where he's locked in on a receiver and he's going to throw it regardless of who's in his face or who's not in his face or how many guys are covering the receiver. And if he can continue on that path, then I see him being the quarterback, but I think he has a bit of a short leash in that regard. And the other thing that he gives this offense right now is more mobility with his legs, not design runs per se, but just being able to get out of trouble with his legs and scramble a little bit to keep the defense a little bit more honest.
We're talking with Mike Carman. He covers the Purdue football team for the Lafayette Journal and Courier. Follow him at CarmanJC on Twitter. That's CARMIN.
Hey, Mike. It's Matt Daniels from the News Exec. Good to hear from you again.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Good. Doing well. In terms of this year's Purdue team, two questions. First off, is there a chance for a bowl game for them still? Do you think they can get to that six-win mark if they need to? And then also, does Jeff Brohm get as fired up talking to you guys in the media as he does to his team before the game?
Is he throwing chairs?
Well, I think he's probably wanted to throw chairs at us.
That means you're doing your job, Mike.
We understand that feeling.
Yes. The second part of your question, no, he does not get fired up. They let us watch the first 3 days of training camp back in August, and I wrote about this at the time. He went on like a tirade against his team because something had happened in practice where he just felt that was unnecessary, was a late hit, and he went on a profanity-laced tirade that even made my ears burn, and he made him run. He had him do some other things. But then at the end of practice, he comes over and talks to us, and he's just as calm as can be. And, we ask him about what he thought, what happened there. And he just kind of explained his situation very calmly and didn't raise his voice. There's something that happens to him right before game time and during the game where he's a different guy.
That's got to be kind of a shot in the arm, though, for Purdue fans who have seen the program kind of languish here these past few years, though.
Yeah, it's just the body language is a lot different. Mm-hmm. He's into it, so you have to be into it if you're a player. I mean, he won't accept anything less. I mean, you have to be into it. And even in some of the parts of practice we get to watch now, he's still that same guy where when practice starts and they're doing drills and you screw up, you're going to hear about it. And you hear about loudly, and that's just part of who he is. But then after practice or games, it's back to normal. He's just very calm. Now, I forgot the first part of your question.
Bowl game. Are you going to be planning for any trips after Christmas anywhere, Mike? Or
if they don't win Saturday, the answer is no.
Okay.
They have to win Saturday, not just to try to get to a bowl, but just for their psyche right now. They're on a three-game losing streak, and this is a game that they're favored in, and they probably should win, but they can't get there if they don't win this game. Mathematically, they still can, but I don't think they can. So they've got to win this game, and we all thought coming out of the Wisconsin game that Rutgers and Nebraska obviously were two games that they could have won, and they needed to split those two games at worst to have a chance in November to get to six. But even if they win Saturday, I think it's a tough climb for them because of the road games at Northwestern and Iowa, and then they finish with Indiana.
What'll be the interest in this game on Saturday? A lot of fans be there, or not so much?
I think they're expecting around 45,000, which would be a few more than they had last Saturday night. The attendance has picked up here. I think there's a little bit more interest. but they're also coming off a three-game losing streak. You know, they had some nice crowds in September when the weather was a little bit better. Mm-hmm. You know, they're coming off the Louisville game where they played well on national TV and people got excited, and that was also the first game they were selling beer in the stadium.
So that helps.
That helped. the student support has been pretty good. I think for the Michigan game, they had over 12,000, 13,000 students at that game. Now, they haven't matched that crowd since for, you know, a couple of factors. But, yeah, I think the fan base is slowly coming back. I thought it would take a while for them to come back, but in the first few games they had decent crowds, and they had their first sellout against Michigan for the first time in 9 years. But you know, the night game last week didn't draw a whole lot, probably because of the weather a little bit and the fact that, you know, Purdue hit a bit of a spin here. But, you know, temperatures should be in the 50s. I think there's a slight chance of rain, but, you know, they may get okay walk-up sales for Saturday.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate spending a little bit of time with us this evening.
All right. Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
See you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Mike Carman from the Lafayette Journal and Courier. He's on Twitter at CarmanJC. We shift gears to Illinois men's wheelchair basketball, a new book out about their championship season from 2008. Matt Bushy is here, the head coach, and we'll talk to the author as well after this.
You know, preventive maintenance is the key to a healthy life of your vehicle, and Beaumont Alignment Plus in Champaign is standing by with a staff of highly trained mechanics to handle any issue you might have. Whether you need a tune-up, transmission service, engine or exhaust work, and of course alignments, Beaumont Alignment Plus is the place where you'll know and trust your mechanic. There are two locations for Beaumont Alignment Plus, 812 Denison Drive across from the Putt Zone, and 1202 West Bloomington Road next to Bob Simpson's Autotown. That's Beaumont Alignment Plus.
CBS Tonight is big. First, the Big Bang Theory moves back to Thursdays.
What do you think?
Wow.
And TV's number one new show, Young Sheldon, returns.
This changes everything.
Followed by the season premieres of Mom and Life in Pieces. Then, CBS reignites the American legend, SWAT.
Take care of business, fellas.
Shamar Moore stars. SWAT, series premiere, CBS Tonight.
Then at 10, watch WCIA 3 News at 10. Your local news leader. Get your local news at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. The WCIA 3 News app is everywhere you go. Get your local news, weather, sports, and more. The WCIA 3 News app, downloaded for free today. Powered by WCIA 3 News.
The arm comes out and you stop, or do you?
They had to jump backwards, so they want to get hit.
Find out what more could be done to stop these drivers.
Stop means stop. Tonight at 10 on WCIA 3, your local news leader.
For our 3,000 Ameren, Illinois employees, being neighborly is part of the job. That's why, from smart meters in Champaign to new natural gas pipelines in Springfield, they're providing safe, reliable energy, even when it's cold out. Learn about upgrades in your area at AmerenIllinois.com/Champaign. Ameren, Illinois. Energy at work.
It's a unique music and visual show, rock and country music in a unique setting with visually inspiring laser shows, the Starco Planetarium at Parkland College, along with Classic Hits 107.9 WKIO present 5 weekend shows. Friday at 9:30, it's the music of the Beatles plus Pink, Smash Mouth, and Sting. Then at 10:30, it's Laser Country with Garth Brooks, Johnny Cash, and others. Saturday night brings 3 shows with the kids show at 7, the music of U2, Kansas, and Lee Greenwood at 9:30, and at 10:30, it's AC/DC, ELP, Queen, and Kiss. More info at parkland.edu/planetarium.
Oh, sure, mankind invented the wheel, but does anyone remember the guy's name who did it? Well, my guy at Tire Barn didn't invent tires, but he's really good at making sure you get the best deals on them.
And right now, I'm offering savings up to $250 on 4 select Goodyear tires.
Plus free nitrogen inflation, a free alignment check, and free lifetime tire rotations with every purchase. For details and to find the store nearest you, visit TireBarn.com. Tire Barn.
A home is an investment for the long term, and your home's basement or crawl space foundation is the key to protecting that investment. For wall cracks, bowing walls, settling foundations, uneven concrete, call Woods Basement Systems for a free estimate. Woods has the right solutions that will solve these problems for years to come. go online to woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
We respect our past, but we represent the future. We're gonna get knocked down, but we will always fight. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Hail to the Orange. Secure your seats for Fighting Illini men's basketball today by phone at 1-866-ILLINI1 or online at fightingillini.com.
Hey, Illini fans! This is Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Tune in after the Illini battle Purdue on Saturday to hear our defining moments of the game, right here on News Talk 1400.
Wow!
Sports Talk on this Thursday. Thanks for being along, Scott Beatty and Matt Daniels. Back in 2008, the Illinois men's wheelchair basketball team won a national championship, and it was chronicled in a series of photos by Josh Birnbaum, who's issued a new book about that season. It's called Dream Shot. Pleased to have here in studio a member of that team and now head coach of the men's wheelchair basketball team, Matt Bushy. And then on the phone is the photographer and author, if you will, of the book, Josh Birnbaum. So, Matt, good to see you. Oop, my bad. Say that again.
We're good. It's great to see you guys.
He's been here for a half hour patiently waiting.
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
The first time he tries to talk, you don't have his mic on.
My bad. And then Josh Birnbaum from Ohio on the phone. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you both. This is a really neat book, a nice collection of photos. Josh, I'll start with you. What was your inspiration to put it together?
Well, I shot the project while I was an undergraduate, and after I graduated, I had to move on with life and get a job and be concerned with things like that. So it wasn't until 2015 when I heard that it was the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, you know, a pivotal piece of legislation that provided a lot of civil rights to individuals with disabilities. And later in 2015, another event happened. Dr. Timothy Nugent passed away. And Dr. Nugent founded the first collegiate wheelchair basketball program here at the University of Illinois, and also founded the National Wheelchair Basketball Association. And so I said, you know what? It's time. I've got to get this work out there. It's got to get off my hard drive, and people need to hear this, see this story.
It's pretty cool. In fact, Dr. Nugent had a term for that early group. Not the Whiz Kids, but what was it?
The Giz Kids.
The Giz Kids, G-I... ZZ.
ZZ. And it was short for Gizmo, from my understanding.
Yep.
As in for the wheelchairs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Some remarkable photos. Matt Bushy, you were a part of that team. What do you remember about that season?
Man, it's so awesome to have something like this that kind of saves one of the most amazing experiences of your life. And not many people have that opportunity. So it was so great to see that. And what's great about the book is it kind of categorizes two different years of the season, being that it was my second to last year and my last year of college here. So you got to see kind of like what happened in the struggle of our second to last year and then kind of the triumph afterwards. Really exciting to see it all and just amazing pictures.
How did Illinois, I mean, it's become, I think, Whitewater, Wisconsin Whitewater, yeah. Alabama are some of the schools you hear, mm-hmm. and then Illinois, sort of the powerhouse programs of wheelchair basketball. Yeah. How did it become one of those? Is it because of what Dr. Dugent started?
Yeah, none of these programs would actually happen without the University of Illinois. This University of Illinois was the first program, started in 1948. Dr. Nugent was one of those guys that just did not take no for an answer. A lot of wounded veterans from World War I and World War II weren't getting the same services or accessibility to education like their able-bodied counterparts. So instead of just dealing with it, Dr. Nugent loaded up all these veterans in a bus, sat them on the steps of Capitol buildings and said, we're not leaving it till you make changes. And he really was that guy. We're talking ramps on buildings that were ripped down the next day, and he'd go that next evening and build them back up again until they gave up. And then that made things accessible. So it's just incredible to have a guy like that started the program that is now really all these other college programs are carbon copies of our program with a little bit of a different edge.
What's the key to successful wheelchair basketball.
Man, if I knew that, you know, it, for me right now, it's making sure that we have individuals in our programs that have great character. And that's what we're trying to find. I think the book does a really great job of showing all the incredible character of the athletes outside of basketball and just in the real world life and what they experience.
Matt, you, you're the coach now,
right,
for the wheelchair program here at Illinois. What led you to Illinois first as an undergrad, and what kept you around too, just to coach the team now?
Yeah, I was injured in a car accident when I was 9, so I got into wheelchair basketball shortly after that, and we do summer basketball camps every year here that get junior kids from all across the country to come in to play wheelchair basketball. So I would come here every summer and do basketball camps and things, and then was recruited to come in and play and do my undergrad. So I was here from 2003 to 2008. That was along with this book here. Hung around a little bit to do some grad school to be an assistant coach and really had the bug to be a coach. So I hopped around all over the country coaching until this job opened up after Coach Frogley had moved on back to Canada. And I just came running back. And this is now my fifth season as head coach.
Josh, on the phone, what are you trying to show people through this book about the wheelchair program and maybe beyond that?
You know, I always say that I'm trying to show an insider's view of unique lives. The photographs are not taken from a spectator's point of view. I immerse myself in that program to understand what it was like to be a wheelchair basketball player, to be an athlete, to be in college, to have a disability. And I think I want people to see something outside of themselves and understand that we all have very different lives, and different struggles, but there are some beautiful things that we all go through as humans. And I think I tried to focus more on the individuals as athletes and their abilities than anything else.
You know, that strikes me because as I've been looking at the photos, I'm struck by there is a one moment I go, I don't go through that. That's not my experience. I'm not in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you see struggles and joys and celebrations and hardships, and you can go, I can relate to that. You know, so I like how you characterize that as common human experiences, yet something completely different. You got into this. Are you an engineer by trade? Is that what you do?
I was majoring in engineering when I was photographing this project, and this was a personal project that I wanted to pursue to train myself to become a documentary photographer.
Wow.
Josh, what was Matt like as a player, and what's he like as a coach now?
Oh boy,
this is live radio.
Yeah. So Matt was always a role model player, and he always had this energy to him, and so I was very drawn to photographing him because of that. Part of that was also because he was best friends with another guy that I was photographing in depth, Denny Muha, who was also on the team. So I got to know Denny and his girlfriend, and then I also got to know Bushy and his family, his mother. And he just had this air about him. And I'm always drawn to characters, people who have a lot of energy. I'm drawn to people who support other people who are leaders. And I saw that in him back in the day, and I photographed it in very non-literal ways. And so later on, when he became the coach, obviously the photographs had that much more meaning because, you know, I could see it behind the scenes when I was photographing.
Before we let you guys go, Matt, if you could just tell us a little bit about your season that starts very soon.
Yeah.
And I know you won't be playing here for a while, but how folks can find you if they want to come watch.
Absolutely, yeah. So we start our first games, not this weekend, but next weekend in Chicago. It's kind of one of those rec games where there's a lot of adult teams that we try to go up there and beat up on some older guys to get ourselves ready to go for the season. So yeah, we'll get that. And then our first college games will be that next weekend in Whitewaters before that Thanksgiving break. But yeah, just to keep us keep updated with us, really Facebook is the best option. Just looking up Illinois Wheelchair Basketball, you can find us there.
And you play at the Arc, right?
Yes, all of our games are at the Arc there. And yeah, you know, just thinking about wheelchair basketball, it's literally just a college basketball game, but you're just adapting it to a chair.
What do you like as a coach?
I think, you know, Josh hit it where the energy comes into play for sure. I think I exhaust my guys more than they exhaust me. A lot of energy on it. I love to think outside the box. I love the concept of a triangle offense. The Bulls were running back in the heydays.
Oh, yeah.
I've been running that on an offense with our wheelchair basketball team because lateral movement doesn't exist in wheelchair basketball. So passing and getting spacing with picks works much more effectively in wheelchair ball than it does in able body. So I really work with that. I'm more of an offensive guy in that case.
What would happen if you and Brad Underwood sat down and picked each other's brains?
I mean, I think we're both offensive guys, and we want to transition fast. So I think we're just going to get along really well. I've had the opportunity to chat with him every once in a while. I think it's going to be really exciting. And I think we both have young teams and just kind of look out in the next couple of years.
Hey, Matt Bushy, head basketball coach for Illinois men's wheelchair basketball. It's a pleasure to have you in here.
Thank you, guys.
And Josh Birnbaum, photographer, put together this book, Dream Shot, now available through University of Illinois Press. Pleasure to have you as well. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh.
It is 5:56. We're back to wrap it up after this.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, your Trane comfort specialist. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. For a limited time only, we're offering 0% interest for 6 years. That's no interest with equal payments and approved credit for 6 years on any qualifying Trane system. Or here's another way you can save on a new Trane heating and cooling system from Lands. Trade in your old system. For a limited time, you can get a $1,000 trade-in allowance on any qualifying Trane system. So pick your best deal. No interest for 6 years or a $1,000 trade-in allowance and start saving. Call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at landsinc.com. Remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands for program details. Call 888-653-0051 for details about credit costs and terms. Regular APR is 28.99 for newly opened accounts. APR may vary, subject to credit approval.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Whether it's a new roof or an entirely new home, you'll get an 11% rebate on all of it. So build that brand new garage, create a new kitchen, update your bathroom, design your perfect door, or finally, replace your old appliances, because you'll save 11% on everything to make it happen. Now's the perfect time to finish those projects and get ready for the next big thing. Because the bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save now during the 11% rebate sale at Menards. But hurry, our 11% rebate is only here until November 4th. So stop in today and save big money at Menards. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Attention Central Illinois new car buyers. If you're searching for the absolute best price on a new Buick or GMC, look no further than Warden Martin Buick GMC. Our entire inventory is priced at the lowest you'll find. And if you do find a price lower than ours, we'll match it. That's the price match guarantee. We'll match any competitor's advertised price on a new Buick or GMC, period. Visit Warden Martin Buick GMC today. We're with you along the way.
Warden Martin, we're with you along the way.
Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Forgot how energetic Matt Bushy is.
Yeah, that was great. He was a great guest and great information. And that, like you said, Scott, that book that Josh did is just fantastic photos and shines light on a sport that you don't hear too much about, but they're just as passionate, just as competitive as any other athlete.
Well, and you want to talk about consistency of winning.
Exactly.
It's right there.
There you go.
We're a golf school and a wheelchair basketball school for at least.
Good sports and great athletes, great people too.
Matt, you're a great people.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Why don't we do it again tomorrow?
Sure, why not? I'll be here.
Okay, anything to watch for tomorrow?
We got Scott Ritchie takes a look at Friday night's exhibition game with the story and preview graphic. We've got some high school coverage as well, so plenty to check out in Friday's News Gazette.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks to our guest, Mike Carman from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, Matt Bushy, head basketball coach for the wheelchair basketball team here, also Josh Birnbaum, the photographer for Dream Shot. Tamara McDaniel behind the scenes. Thanks to her. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. We'll be back again 5 o'clock tomorrow night. It's News Talk 1400 WDWS, Champaign-Urbana News Gazette Media Station. Time the tone, 6 o'clock. Good night.
Republicans roll out their tax plan, and President Trump says it's good for all Americans.
They want it. They need it. They have to have it.
The president names a replacement.